You're tuning in to Taco Tuesdays with Nutso and Chuck the Rap Star, brought to you by NerdReviews.com. So without further review, let's taco about it.
Welcome to Taco Tuesday. I am Nutso and he is Chuck.
Yeah,
hola, amigos.
What up?
Oh, shit, Big P's here. We forgot about him, too. Big P's back again. He's joining us. He joined us on the top 50 East Coast rappers of all time, the most disappointing list ever made.
Worst.
And then we were going to revise our top, hit West Coast. But we're like, fuck that. Let's just do the best of all time. Before we give you the list provided by unnamed source on the internet, I'll let you know the source afterwards. Big P and Chuck will provide their list. But before we even do that, Big P is going to tell us why he's qualified to give us a list. Because what's his hip hop credentials?
I've listened to this shit for over 40 years. Oh. Love it. I love hip hop. Still listen to it today. Listen to all the new stuff, old stuff. Just love the music.
Chuck?
What's my qualifications?
No, not you. I know you fucking rap. You have a question for him.
Oh, no, no. I don't have any questions for Big P. He's out here pushing P. Nothing.
Pushing P? He's pushing, according to, was that a Young Thug, right?
I don't know. Yeah,
it's Young Thug. He's on trial.
Whoever's in trial right now, he's pushing.
Yes, Young Thug, and he said it stands for pushing positivity.
Positivity.
That's right. That's right.
That's
dumbass.
Hilarious.
Big P's out here pushing positivity.
He's pushing positivity in women's mouths. All right. Well, so you guys have your top 10 ready, and you guys will give it to me. And remember,
it's not ready yet. Jesus.
Okay, you get yours ready, and I'm going to ask Big P.
Oh, I got mine ready.
Big P, what was your very first rap album that you purchased or had or remember listening to?
Wow, you want to go back to those days? This when we were in Canada. The Breaking album.
The Breaking, the movie Breaking. Wow.
And then we come to the East Coast. We hopped in my cousin's car.
Yep.
And she was banging Egyptian Lover.
Ah, Egyptian Lover.
You know Egyptian Lover. Where's that guy from? NWA.
I don't give a fuck.
He was one of the original members of NWA.
Really? Are you serious?
Right. That is correct.
Wow.
I've played golf with him a few times. He's
great. Wait, is he an Egyptian Lover?
He's not. Nice guy, though. Nice guy. He actually got pissed off when the NWA movie came out because I was still like, buddies with him. And he was like, they didn't fucking mention me once. I fucking started that group with fucking Dr. Dre.
Oh, really?
He's just going off. Remember when NWA dropped their first album? It wasn't
Straight Outta Compton. People on the covers. Yeah.
It was like 30 dudes hanging in front of a building.
Yep.
He's one of those guys.
Oh, okay.
So he's like Wu-Tang of the NWA. People don't know that. NWA was like Wu-Tang. And then Dr. Dre said, yo, we ain't doing that shit. We ain't
going to thin up the crowd.
Movie was fantastic. All right. You guys are ready. So Big P's ready. He's going to give me his top 10. And I'm going to write them down and see how close he is. You guys will receive points based on your top 10. So Big P, you go first.
Eminem has to be number one.
Eminem is number one. All right. Number two.
Jay-Z,
Big and Pac. Okay. Number five.
Andre 3000.
Oh, Andre, Mr. Flute. And
Drake.
Number six. Oh, Drake makes the top 10 at number six. Number seven.
Kendrick, Lil Wayne.
Kendrick Lamar and Lil Wayne.
Kanye West.
And Kanye rounds it out with number 10. Okay. Chuck, give me your list. And I think I know what it is. Number one, Nutso and Chuck. But number two is...
So my list is just my personal top 10. These are the people that I think are my top. I'm not going to put it up against anybody else's votes. This is just my personal top 10.
Okay.
My personal opinion.
Playing the game proper, but it's okay. Give me your top 10.
Top 10, of course, number one is going to be Eminem.
Ah, yes. Eminem.
Number two, Jay.
Okay, so far.
Number three, Nas.
Okay, Nas.
Tupac and Biggie do not make my list.
Oh, but Nas is not
so,
on Paul's list.
So can you please kick him off the show?
Tupac and Biggie don't make the list, but what's number four then? We'll see.
Number four is Nas. Oh, no, wait. I skipped. No. Never mind. Number three is Nas. Number four is Wayne, Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne, uh-huh.
Five, Kendrick.
Kendrick.
Six, Kanye.
Kanye, okay.
Seven, Andre 3000. He's on my top 10.
Okay.
And then these last ones are the ones that are gonna fuck you all up.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Which number was Andre? Andre?
He was number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So I got three more.
You got three more.
The last three, It's gonna be Method Man, Red Man, and Fabulous. My top 10.
You say Meth, Red, and Fab?
Yep. Those are my top 10.
Okay. Remember, his are not necessarily the greatest, just his personal top 10. I will give
They're the greatest to me.
Yeah. I will give you my top three for sure. Number three, Marshall Mathers. Number two, Slim Shady. And number one, Eminem, as we jump onto the list of the top 50 of all time. Now, you guys will judge this list. You'll compare it to your list.
Dylon. He didn't make the
top. That's right. That's right. Dylon. Here we go. Number one. You guys are wrong.
It's not Eminem. No one ever put Eminem. No.
Exactly. You know why?
Because he's white.
Good job.
Wait. Then they have all these Grammy shows last year, right? Oh, these are top 50, whatever, 50 years of hip hop. Eminem was never invited to any of them.
No.
Weak.
And not mentioned or anything. Number one, Jay-Z.
And they're like, oh, I thought this white boy would no longer, hip hop would be dead. But yeah, let's not invite him.
Yeah. So Jay-Z is number one.
What just happened?
Jay-Z's number one.
He's starting a riot for Eminem.
So Jay-Z's number one. What's your take? Yay or nay? Big P had him at number two.
And he's not number one.
Matter of fact, you guys both have him at number two. So
yeah, I have him at number two too. But he's not number one.
He's not number one.
You guys.
I mean, catalog album wise, he has a solid discography.
Yep.
He has a solid discography. It's just like, to me, when I picked my top 10, even though, like I said, it's like my personal, these are people that I'll actually listen to, my top 10. It's not like I can just be like, oh, they have a solid discography based on everybody else's reviews, whatever. Mine is like basically what I personally think. And Jay-Z has a solid track run. Solid. All of his albums are solid. Can't go wrong.
Yeah, true. 444 was the bomb. Great album.
Listen, I make playlists for like, when I'm at the, you know, playing hoop at the gym, you know, shooting around, I listen to whatever. I listen to DJ Quick. I listen to Snoop. Listen to Eminem. Listen to Busta Rhymes playlist. All this shit. Whatever. Like shit that I like you said, everything you like. There's not a Jay-Z playlist on my fucking thing.
Jay-Z's music on Spotify.
But I will not. I just won't listen to him. And I think he's really good. I do think he's a top five. I won't listen to him. It's like Notorious Big. I don't really care for his music. I think he's a top 10 rapper for sure. I don't care to listen to him though. You know, but that's also because he's a bad influence because he was fat. Anyway, number two, man, you guys did not get number two either. He's not even number one on your list. His name is Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick's number five on mine.
His albums are bangers.
Does Kendrick Lamar have a better album than Doggy Style? The answer is no. Doesn't deserve to be number two.
All right. So wait, that's our basis now. If it's better than, is it better than Doggy Style?
You gotta have an album better than Doggy Style.
It's like the Gone Girl. Basis.
Yeah. It is.
It's no movie better than Gone Girl.
It gotta be better than Gone Girl to be on the list.
Well, that's a fucked up movie, but yeah,
oh, it's so good.
That's his music reference. Is Doggy Style. His movie reference is Gone Girl. That's but music is Doggy Style.
Number three, you guys had him on your list. Actually, no, Big P did not have him on his list. Nas.
I'm just not a big fan.
Okay.
Never was.
Okay. Oh, same here.
I like Nas.
He's like Jay-Z to me. I like him. I don't listen to him though.
Yeah. He'll never be on my playlist. Never.
Number four, he was not on Chuck's list at all. Surprising to the public, and will probably get shut down. Tupac Shakur.
It's not my top 10. Not my top 10.
Number five.
Wait.
And if we're going to talk about Biggie and Tupac, I think Biggie was a better rapper metaphorically wise.
Oh, yeah. He was
Tupac.
True. Yeah, 100%.
So true.
It's like metaphorically wise, if you want to go metaphorically wise and like hip hop wise, Biggie was a way better rapper.
Tupac's a better rapper.
He's a better storyteller.
No, Biggie's a better lyricist, right? Mm-hmm. So like when I say, he's a rapper, you know, like he's not a lyricist. He's just a rapper. He's a good rapper, you know. Like I'd rather listen to Tupac because the energy he always gave and like, you know, even though his shit was repetitive as hell, it's just very repetitive. Biggie was not repetitive. No.
Biggie, like, fat. Come on. He just, lyric-wise, phenomenal.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Good. So
the next guy, greatest lyricist of all time. Number five, the white boy from Detroit, Eminem.
Too low on the list.
At least he's made it to the top five on this list.
True.
I know, right?
True.
I'm sorry. At least he's on the list.
Oh. Right.
Number six.
Shit. Vanilla Ice.
Notorious Big.
Rip Van Winkle.
Notorious Big is number six. Number seven. I don't know if you guys agree, but you guys both had him on your list. And I don't know if you guys had him. Which guy? Maybe one of you actually had him at 7. Let me check. And no, you were close, though. Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne. You guys were close. This next guy was on one list, on Big P's list. Drake.
Drake.
At number 8.
I can list his stuff all day.
Drake is fantastic. Number 9, possibly the greatest rap album of all time. We've already mentioned it once. Snoop Dogg. He is on the list at number 9. Well deserved. And yes, the number 1 West Coast rap artist of all time. As you noticed, the only West Coast rap artist so far. Oh, my mistake. Kendrick Lamar at number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Shenanigans, I call. Revo.
You should know. You live right by him there, man.
I do.
Beach.
He literally lives 10 minutes from me.
Right. Yep.
Yes. Yes. Number 10. Now, this one, you guys will disagree. Remember, this is an all-time list. You guys are going to disagree here. Does not deserve to be top 10. Nicki Minaj.
Nope.
Now, when I mention number 11, you're going to be like, how the fuck is he not in the top 10? How is he not in the top 5? Matter of fact, he could be top 3. Kanye West.
First 5 albums, bangers.
Yes.
See, so but good. It goes back to the talk of like all time.
Like oh, Kanye. All, like oh, no. Kanye time. Deserves to be top 5 for sure.
Like tomorrow he drops his new album. It's going to be, people are going to go nuts for it.
For sure. Well, that's an actual rap album. Ain't no, this is not a gospel.
It's going to be a flute.
Shit.
I know.
It's going to be a flute album.
Yeah. Good. Hey, Chuck has ESP because Andre 3000 is number 12. Good
well call. Deserved. Well deserved, Andre.
I don't know. Yeah.
He should be number 10 over Nicki Minaj. Come on. Man.
Oh, he should definitely be higher than Nicki.
Shit.
Nicki Minaj, I'll give her like, you know, top 20, sure, but number 10.
So Cash Money's owning the top 5 there.
You noticed
Drake
that so
and
far.
Wayne and Nicki's
and
on
Nicki
there.
Minaj, Cash Money Records. There you go. All started by our boy Juvenile. Number 13, Rakim.
Let's not forget Mystical.
Let's not forget Mystical. That's right. That's right. Also,
you better watch
jail
yourself.
For rape. Number 14, the GOAT. Who's the GOAT?
LL Cool J.
LL Cool J, number 14.
Will Master P make the list?
You I was thinking are... that before I came in here. I was like, is Master P going to be on this list?
First of all,
Silk the Shocker.
No, oh, yeah. My God. No Limit Records will be on this fucking list. Now. If
Master
it's influential,
P belongs in the bottom 50, bro, or the bottom 40.
If it's influential, Master P deserves to be on the list. Yes, because
the hustler,
that dude,
hustler of the millennia.
That dude put out more albums. Holy shit! Every week was just some crap fucking album.
Well, No Limit Records.
And I was buying them.
Oh,
albums.
Let me tell you, Big P he's the reason Master P lasted so long. He had all those
he funded No Limit Records.
All those plastic fucking CD trays, because there are those ones that they weren't clear, and they had the sticker labels with all the 3D, all the computer graphic fucking. Remember the crazy ass computer graphic covers they had?
Uh-huh,
oh my God! Number 15, he's a newcomer. Well, I should say at least 8 years in the game. J. Cole.
I like J. Cole.
Oh, I love J. Cole. He's my top 10. Right. He's in my top 10.
But who am I taking off? I'm going to take off Redman. I'm going to cross him off your list.
Yeah, sure. Redman's a good drop to replace for J. Cole. Dropped.
Number 16, this guy, Paul loved this guy. Loved him to death. Scarface.
Scarface, yep.
Scarface not top 20, though.
I don't know, man. When Scarface
not top
was popular,
20.
Boy, he was popular. Holy
he was hot. He was hot for a
while. Balls in my word?
That song he did with Pac, too? Ah, fantastic. Number 17. Oh, you guys love this guy. He's a New York guy, but an L.A. native. 50 Cent.
Curtis Jackson.
That's right. You guys can guess number 18. He was number 1 on the West Coast rap list.
Ice Cube?
There you go, Ice Cube.
Okay.
He makes a top 20. Number 18. If you guys are good, you guys know... She's one of the most influential hip hop artists of all time. She also is a collaborator with Timbaland.
Missy Elliott.
That's right. I know she deserves to be in the top 20.
Oh, she wasn't even on the other lists. Any of the other ones.
And Paul is right. She does not deserve to be in
the Wait a minute. Magoo's not top 20?
Magoo.
No.
Well.
No.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Magoo.
Number 20, Big Daddy Kane. Good old Big Daddy Kane. Number 21. Oh, it's your boy again. The Dog. We all know who it is. Come on. You guys got this. Stop, drop, shut him down, and open up shop.
DMX.
That's right. Number 21.
Rough Riders.
Number 22. You guys hate this man with a passion. You hated him last show. You're going to hate him again this show. Who do you think it is?
Nas.
Hated him?
No, he already was named. Somebody, you guys like, what the hell? No, he didn't deserve to be that high. He was very high.
Ghostface Killer.
Ghostface Killer.
Oh, God.
Number 22. This man is not.
This man does not miss.
He does not miss.
He does not miss.
We have to go listen to his music now.
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, I'll pass. Number 23, he's old school. I'm talking one of the originators of rap. Old school, before Slick LL. Rick. Who?
Slick Rick.
Before Slick Rick, before Cool J, before Def Jam. This guy was more like late 70s, early 80s. Like, who
Curtis
could
Blow.
Be? Curtis Blow, good call at number 23.
These are the breaks.
That's right. That is the breaks. Number 24, you guys hate this man as well. You guys were shocked on when he was on both lists on the East Coast. And you guys like, why is he even that high? Who do you think it is?
There's a lot of shockers on the East Coast, but I don't know what to tell you, man.
This is a really well-known rapper.
Big Pun.
No, he's not.
Oh, Fat Joe?
No, remember, this is the all-time list of rappers. Don't be stupid.
Big L.
No, KRS-One. Oh, God. Reigns Supreme.
Oh, wow.
You guys are.
He should be number 49.
He should be number 51. Number 25. We're halfway through. Does this man deserve to be higher? He was on Chuck's list. Who could it be?
Maybe Fabulous.
No, Fabulous. No.
Method
J.
Man.
Cole.
J. Cole's already Red mentioned. Man. So pay attention, Big P. It is Red Method Man. Does Method Man deserve to be 25?
He deserve to be. Above, I mean, you could have swapped him out with. Well, like I said, all time's crazy because you got to do in. I feel like all time they think of what they contributed, the discography, yep. and everything. So it's kind of really hard to do that in the like what we put our list together in like 5 minutes. So
yeah,
it's kind of hard.
It's better than the shit they put
better
together.
Than most lists. Yeah,
I would say I would definitely agree that my top 10 is looking pretty good than that one we did two shows ago for the West Coast.
Will Exhibit show up somewhere in this list?
Oh, we no. were talking about that. Exhibit about that. He wasn't even on the other list.
No, he was. He was,
was he?
Super low. Remember, like way down, like 38. He should have been like 15.
Terrible.
Wait. What about the Rubber Band Man?
The Rubber Band Man.
T.I.
T.I. is a Southern list. He can only be on this list if he makes it. We'll see, because number 26 is a big fat man. And I'm talking fat to the
Joe.
Point where he
big
died
pun.
Of a heart attack.
Oh, Big Pun.
Big
there
pun.
We go. Big Pun. Remember, being fat kills. And that goes for Big Pun and Notorious Big.
No more.
That is not a shield for bullets. Number 27.
You're so retarded.
We go on to Q-Tip. Number 27.
Yeah. I like Q-Tip.
I'll tell you what.
Pretty good.
When he went solo, boy, had some hits.
Yeah, Q-Tip number
it's just a vibe right there.
That's right. Number 28, Paul thinks no. Paul thinks Big P's like, this man does not deserve to be on no top 20 list, nowhere, no how. He's the lead singer of The Roots and also on the Jimmy Fallon show.
No.
Black Fox.
Black Fox. No,
number 52.
Number 29, he's not Pusha T, is he?
What?
I was going to say he's not pushing P. That joke slipped.
He's not pushing P, but he's pushing T.
And
I don't know. Pusha T, I think he should be higher.
Let's go back to the roots. Do you guys actually listen to their shit?
I do like about five songs. Five.
I can't remember what album Lafayette gave me. It was like in the early
2000s. Crap, long time ago, yeah.
And that was like their most catchiest album I ever listened to because the production was really good.
Yeah, well, because it's all live, right? They play all their instruments live. It's not produced. It's
that one I liked.
Black Thought, man, he's good, but he's not, I don't know. But then again, he's also 20, you know, 6 on this list or whatever, 20, 28. So it's, you know. But number 30, you guys thought, oh no, she should be much higher on the East Coast list. She's way too low, but she only had one album.
Lauryn Hill.
Again, just like I told you, no Fugees made the East Coast list. So far, so good here.
Wyclef's going to be here. I know it.
Fuck Wyclef. Number 31. Number 31, another female rapper, which was also on the other list, Lil' Kim.
Kimmy. How many albums did Lil' Kim come out with?
She had like 5.
Who?
Lil' Kim.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Number 32, Paul mentioned him earlier and said, where's this man at? Why isn't he not showing up yet? And do you know who it is, Big P? Do you know who we're talking about?
Omarion.
Oh, Omarion?
Wait, what? The fuck? I don't even remember us talking about B2K.
Stop the show. B2K. What the fuck? What is what?
Long last okay. Joke. I thought they worked for Burger King when I first saw
Are you doing
saw
another
them.
Show? What are you? No, T.I., the rubber band man.
Oh, there he is.
T.I.
Not Omarion, which would be shocking. Number 33.
I don't think T.I. is that great, man.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, T.I. is good.
Dude, he had bangers.
Yeah, T.I. is good. But number 33. This
Without
man
Jazzy
has...
Faye, I don't think he would have made it
Bun
as far
B.
as he
got it. Bun B. Bun B. Bun B's 33?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your guess? Number 33. Remember, these are pretty big name rappers. 33, Chuck.
MC? Yeah.
Who? Pimp C? You sound like I just went to the other member.
Just fuck
of the
it, bro. I'll go to the other member of it.
It's Busta Rhymes.
Busta, he's too low.
How about, you guys love this man. He was actually number 6 on one list last show and like number 10 on the other. Chuck D.
Yeah, too high.
Chuck D shouldn't be on any list.
Nope.
Good Lord.
Just he's like Big Daddy King. Occupying space. Oh, this is one of the person occupying space.
I know, right? Hey, remember the Rappers Union? He's one of them fellas.
Fuck, he's still collecting a check.
He's still collecting, he's showing up.
God damn it. Fucking,
fuck. Number 35, you guys are like, really? Future made the list.
Ooh, I like Future.
Ooh, no.
Ooh.
Future made the list. Remember, this is all time. You think Future should be a top 50 all time?
Okay. I don't know about top 50 all time, but he's pretty good.
Number 36, Mos Def. He seems to be on every list.
Good old where's Common?
You see my face?
Where's
number 37.
Next?
Big P, he must have ESP because Common is number 37. Wow. Good. Wow. I like how those two do travel together. So good call.
Their next, even though he doesn't rap, John Legend.
No, I was going to say next should be Talib Kweli, also their friend. But no, it's Gucci Man at number 38.
Gucci
wow. Gooch. Yeah,
well, I guess they put Future on the list, so I guess Gucci got to be on there too.
Number 39, with only 11 spots left, there's no Master P yet, but Ludacris, number 39.
Okay. Luda. Super pick. Luda's kind of low. Luda. I like Luda.
Number 40, producer, rapper extraordinaire, and his name's not Kanye West. His name is?
Dre.
Dr. Dre. That's right. Oh, this is a surprise. You guys can be like, holy shit, he made the all-time rap list. And Chuck will also do an impression of him.
D40.
That's right. Chuck, do your impression.
Just my, ugh.
That's right.
Ugh.
He deserves it.
E-feezy.
I mean, 50 albums in. I mean, fuck it, right?
Seriously.
50 albums, you got to get 10 good tracks.
Fucking get something. Hey, shit.
Okay. What's your first time remembering E-40? What's
the click.
Your first?
Captain Save-A-Ho.
The yep. Click, though, is the one. The click. And what song off that album?
Sprinkle Me.
No, not Sprinkle Me. I forget the name.
Not Sprinkle Me was not on there.
Hell no. That was after.
Yeah, I'm just saying those are two songs.
Oh, yeah.
Sprinkle
sure.
Me, Captain Save-A.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Top of the line wine, Carlo Rossi.
Yo, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Bump, too. All
Big
right.
Time.
Number 42. He's on Chuck's list, but then he got removed off the list for J. Cole.
Redman.
That's right, Redman. I like how he went from your top 10 all the way to 42.
You know, I like the stuff he's doing now on YouTube.
He's like trying to make a comeback right now.
Yeah.
All these freestyles.
Number
it's actually
43,
pretty good.
Number 43 is mentioned by Chuck earlier when he was trying to cheat the system. Bun B. That's right. Actually, Big P said Bun B.
Yeah, Bun
and
B.
Chuck said Pimp C. Will Pimp C be next? We'll see. Next on the list. Oh, no.
Paul
Will
Smith.
It's you're close. It's not Will Smith. It's Queen Latifah.
Oh, the queen made the list.
She made the top 50 of all
Ooh,
time.
Coolio.
Coolio oh, will shit. Not make the list, but fentanyl took his life. Number 45, Ice-T.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What should we do here?
Should we swap him out for Vanilla Ice?
We're so late on the list. What should we do?
Oh, for Snow.
Oh, Infama. Number 46. Number 46 also rhymes with his name.
46.
Anybody?
Eazy-E.
Wow, you're really bad. You should never rhyme.
That's not a good rhyme. It's not even close.
46, Jadakiss.
Oh.
Number 47. Oh, another 80s pioneer rapper, female. You guys know this one. Probably one of the biggest female rappers of the 80s.
MC Light.
Not Salt and Pepper. Who?
MC Light.
MC Light, number 47. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Oh, my God. It's... Number 48 is Paul's favorite rapper of all time. We told you this last show.
Melly Mel.
Melly Mel.
Oh,
that's
God.
Right. Melly Mel. That's right.
I feel like we need to download this list and swap out the people we don't want with people we want on there. Right,
number 49, right. One of the pioneers of rap. One of the people that made it popular for what it is today.
Melly Mel.
No, he was already, damn it, he was already named. He was already named.
He's taking up two spots.
Wait, 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 wait. Grandmaster Flash.
No. No. Run DMC.
Do a my.
Do a my mother made the list. And number 50, this is it. Number 50, this is the most disappointing fucking rapper on this list. I don't give a shit about Melly Mel. This guy should not be on this list. Number 50, he is current, okay? He's rapped with just about everyone, all right? He used to be a probation officer.
Who Rick Rouse.
Rick Rouse the boss, and he should not be on this list.
I like Ricky Rouse.
He does not deserve to Ricky be on this list boss. Over somebody like Master P. Master P made the world say,
Yeah, exactly.
Make him say,
And that is your top 50 list from a very reputable source that knows all about music, Billboard. Well, the 50 greatest rappers of all time.
Where's the Beastie Boys?
They don't deserve to be on this list because Melly Mel took a spot.
There's a couple of people occupying this list that needs to be removed.
Give me some.
I don't remember.
Melly Mel's one.
Melly Mel's
Daddy
one.
Daddy King's another one.
Yep. Curtis Blow.
Curtis Blow, yeah. Take them off the list. I don't care if they're originals. They go bottom 50.
Queen Latifah. MC Light.
See you later. Wow, we're taking out all the East Coast people. That's nice.
It's a biased opinion.
No, what you know what it is?
I mean, I don't think Nicki Minaj needs to be on all time.
Well, Little Kim, no fucking Foxy Brown.
But when we think about what Foxy Brown's
on, we're kicking out all the women.
I know.
You get out of here. Get out of here.
Where's Diddy? Diddy, once again,
Diddy was on the list. No, well, because he's in trial for raping children. No, he's just not on the list. Here's the thing. We think of rap as very, I guess you would say intricate. More like you got to be very technical, right? You got to be... We know what a dope rapper sounds like. So when we hear rappers on this list like Rick Ross, we're like, no, how the fuck did you make the list? You know?
They could be putting together his hits. I mean, like I said, greatest of all time. It could be sales, streams.
That's why he's on there. He's on there because he's very well known. I mean, he's just...
Because Nicki Minaj being top 10 all time is wild.
I know, and her biggest songs are pop songs. Think about that real quick.
They're not rap songs.
So Taylor Swift should be fucking number one then.
Right. Okay.
Hi, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the problem, it's me.
we should edit that out. Some people know we know that shit.
Yeah, talk smack. I went to the concert.
Paul puts his mask on, that's and he plays that song before he goes to bed.
He does. Big P did go to Taylor Swift concert, and he's like, oh, Taylor Swift's my favorite. She's
Big P's a Swiftie.
I must admit, yes.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Don't lie me.
We're talking about bangers here. T-Swift's got some bangers, bro.
Okay, name five. Yeah. Go.
T-Swift don't miss. I can't name the fucking. So you put them on, I'll know the words to them.
Bad Blood.
Some of them. Bad Blood. Yeah. Oh, so you think we got bad? Yeah, oh, wait. And now we got Bad Blood. Hey. Wow.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah, that's one. Okay, that's our list. That's
I might know the words.
He's got to do more karaoke. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Hit me some. You ready? Maybe I know the words to it. Here we go.
Hold on. I got to find something that you may know the words.
Oh, you can't play.
I at least know the words. I will tell you this. I at least know the words to like three Taylor Swift songs.
Oh, Shake It Off.
You got to shake it off. Shake it off. Wait, what's it go?
That's right. No, you're right. You call
I'm trying to remember the rest of the words though, because there's a little bit catchy word.
Yeah,
22.
Ooh, 22. I don't know that. I mean, I know the song, but I don't know the words.
Okay,
give me a bar. Give me a fucking bar. Give me a line.
I don't have a line.
Give me a line. Feed me a line, producer. Feed me a line.
22. Shit, it's a good song. We'll
just go. Oh, how about All Too Well?
That one I couldn't tell you.
There's the one other one too about the breakup, like I'm never gonna see you again. What is the fucking words?
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, like never ever again.
Or yes, some yes, shit. Yes,
oh,
yes,
yeah.
Never ever ever get it back together.
Together.
Now wow. We.
Yes.
There you go, bitch. That's three. That's fucking three.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's three.
I might not know the names of the fucking songs, but if you play it, I know some bars to some T-Swift. She got bangers, bro.
Isn't it I Don't Know About You, I'm Feeling 22?
That's
Everything will be all right if you keep me next to you. That one, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. All right.
That one doesn't ring a bell.
If you heard it, it'd probably click, but yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure there's plenty of T Swift songs I vibe to in the on the car and just listen to the radio and didn't realize it was her.
You know the one called is it called Style?
Style, yep.
Oh, everybody knows Style. Shit was huge on the radio.
And then
huge.
Cruel Summer hit it again this summer. It was good. It was a good banger.
Well, Cruel Summer was never an original release single. TikTok made it blow up. And that's from like three albums ago.
Yep. Yep.
That was like the number one song of the year.
I love how the end of the top 50 rapper show is now turned into the Swifty Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift. I'm gonna Google it right now. Let me look up top Taylor Swift song, and I'll tell you if I know this.
You know, that's the impact of rap these days. Is that we just like, let's talk Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Better than the rap shit up there right now.
And she's gonna probably get married next year to her current boyfriend,
Travis Kelce,
and he also has said that he's probably gonna retire after this season because Taylor Swift wants to have children.
I bet you he will retire after his contract, which ends next year.
I think so too. I think he's gonna do one more season.
Yep,
and he's gonna call it quits, and then I guarantee they get married in the off season, and then they end up popping out kids, and that's
I saw the date. It's gonna be like next year, not 24 but 25, August, April 6th.
What is that? What's that date?
The day they're gonna get married, Swift and Travis Kelce.
What's the date?
April 6th
of 2025.
Yeah, I saw that already. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll skip it. So Chuck's over here doing his research. He's looking.
Then once again, another good show that I saw this year was the Ed Sheeran concert. Banger.
Ed Sheeran live has to sound amazing live.
So good. So good. I wanted to go to 21 and Drake, but that shit sold out too fast.
Yes, 21. 21.
I like 21.
I don't.
Only with Drake. By himself, he's not.
There you go. That's the rest of the words that song, Shake It Off. All the haters gonna hate.
Yep, there you go.
You gotta shake it off. Shake it off.
Wow.
My right ear is ringing.
I'm not gonna lie. If I close my eyes, I just watched the Eras Tour on DVD.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wow. Wait. You said DVD. Wow.
Yeah, DVD.
Fuck off.
Not even Blu-ray.
I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, so suck my dick.
Wait, who? Taylor or me?
Wait.
I mean, both of you at the same time if you want, bitch.
Where did you get
a DVD player? That's the question, first of all.
What's up?
Who the fuck is a DVD player?
It's called an Xbox. That's right.
If you want to look at my library, I have tons of DVDs right next to me.
Oh, I have a ton of DVDs. I don't know what to do with them.
In a closet, and I was going to go trade them in for some vinyl. We don't want more DVDs.
You might want to hold on to those because, you know, what's that dude from SNL? Pete? Talking about Davidson? He bought some VHS. Yeah, talking about he bought a collection of VHSs, non-opened.
Okay.
For like, I don't know. I think he said he spent like $500 on them, and they're running on eBay his collection for like $3,000, $4,000.
Damn. Well, here's one for That's you. VHS, I know we're totally off track.
Well, I mean, DVD's the next thing to drop off after VHS.
You can talk about whatever you want. It's Taco Tuesday. We're gonna end up leading to retards on a bus eventually. So go for it.
Have you guys ever heard of the movie Cocoon?
Of course, the cocoon. Ron Howard. Yeah.
You will never find that on a streaming service ever. If you can find the Blu-ray or DVD, it's a collector's item.
No one wants to watch it. Who cares?
People are asking for some reason.
Nobody wants to watch it.
There's
cocoon.
A big thing about it. I wonder if they buried it with the E.T. video game.
No, they did that because that game was so bad.
Oh, my God. Just like they buried the Sinbad Genie movie.
Yeah, we got about... Four minutes left in the show. We're quick. What are you guys listening to currently, and what video games are you playing? Big P, you go first.
Currently listen to the Drake 21 set list.
Yep.
And also a lot of the new Drake album.
21.
First person shooters bomb.
Do something for me.
That's a good song. First person shooter. That song itself great with song. J. Cole.
Yep.
That's a good song. Yes.
Yep. Gaming wise, COD. COD all day.
All right.
Is it cock?
So, no, cock? I think it's like COD, like it's fishing game. I don't know what.
Reeling in the fish, huh?
Yeah, just reeling in the fish.
Right. There you go. COD. COD all day, man.
What are you playing? I play Bacalao. Anyway, Chuck, what are you listening to and what are you playing?
Well, I mean, for like the last like three shows, you know, currently still listening to Nipsey Hussle.
That's right.
Some Dave East action.
Dave East, yeah. Dave East.
J. Cole action.
Gotcha.
I'm going down my Spotify list right now. Gotcha. Trying to figure out this other person's name that I can't remember, but I do listen to him.
Yes.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh yeah, yeah. And then the 21 Savage.
Ah, 21.
21. Also, I've been listening to the album he did with Metro Boomin. I like the
production's really good on that album. Well, Metro Boom's good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one. And what are you playing? COD, right? Because I didn't fucking just play
as
COD.
As far as video games, I'm gonna say MW3.
Okay, yes. There you go. Now I know what you're talking about.
I'm not gonna call it
clarify
cock.
Clarify that.
I'm not gonna be over here playing cock all night.
Yep.
That's not too bad.
I like the multiplayer with cock.
I like the trios and duos on the cock.
Jump in the cock room. Warzone fellas? Like what?
Dropping
no. Invasion.
Oh, invasion.
I like to play invasion on the cock.
Invasion cock. Yes, yes. Well, there you go.
Well, you Nutso? What you got, Nutso?
Oh man, what I listen to these days. I'm not gonna lie, you guys are gonna hate everything I listen to. I'm just old fuddy duddy these days. You know, I listen to like top 20 music, you know, like fucking Dua Lipa, Houdini and shit.
I like Dua Lipa. She has a great voice.
Oh, she she does. But her albums are fucking good. I listen to Apathy. You know, that's my rap.
Apathy.
Chuck knows who that is. I still listen to Cannabis. Of course, a lot of Eminem. I got Kanye West playlist. I got, as I said before, DJ Quick, Busta Rhymes. I got an Outkast playlist I bump. I got a bus. Red Hot Chili Peppers list that I constantly bump. And I just made a new playlist of a person that you'll never make a playlist of. But hey, I like Sade.
Elton John.
30 Ooh. Seconds to Mars.
Sade. I love
Jared Leto.
I've been to one of their concerts. Amazing. But Sade. I love Sade music.
Hey, real quick before the show is over. What's Bruno Mars doing?
He's still, I think, doing a little bit of Vegas here and there.
Oh, I know he's in Vegas this week, but yeah, I mean, no new music on nothing.
You know, it's every 3 years. We got to wait. We got to wait probably one more year for Bruno. Oh, Bruno is in my top 10, though. Like, give me some Bruno. I've been like to his
singing?
Concert.
Bruno?
Oh, he's just amazing in general. Just fucking.
I want to see him live, too.
Oh, he's so good.
Really good. So good.
Really well, that's all the time we have.
But Ed Sheeran? Oh, my God. Such a beautiful voice.
Amazing.
Ed Sheeran guy.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran. He's hit after hit.
You have a beautiful voice, too, Chris.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Shake it off.
Well, I did think Taylor was here. All right. That's our show, everyone. Chuck, say goodbye.
Doses.
Big P, say goodbye.
Later.
Wish all right. Everyone, have yourself a wonderful day. And remember, eat a bag of dicks.
I just want to take some pictures of you eating the bag of dicks.
You're going to eat the bag of dicks in the pictures?
Thanks for stopping by and tacoing about it. Don't forget, new shows every Tuesday. Tell your friends, like, subscribe.
Nerds Talking, brand new episodes every Friday on Nerd Reviews Network. Subscribe and turn on your notifications so you don't miss out. Ka-chow.